各位弟兄姐妹，大家晚上平安喜乐。
Dear brothers and sisters, may peace be with you all this evening.
今天我们先按照教会读经的进度，请打开诗篇第十四篇。
According to our church Bible reading schedule, let's read Psalm 14.
诗篇第十四篇。
Psalm 14.
我们一起用国语朗读。
And we will read together in Mandarin.
预备起。愚顽人心里说没有神，他们都是邪恶，行了可憎恶的事，没有一个人行善。耶和华从天上垂看世人，要看有明白的没有，有寻求神的没有。他们多偏离正路，一同变为污秽，并没有行善的，连一个也没有。作孽的都没有知识吗？他们吞吃我的百姓，如同吃饭一样，并不求告耶和华。他们在那里大大的害怕，因为神在义人的族类中。你们叫困苦人的谋算变为羞辱，然而耶和华是他的避难所。但愿以色列的救恩从锡安而出，耶和华救回他被掳的子民。那时雅各要快乐，以色列要欢喜。阿门。
阿门。
今天晚上要跟大家一起分享的题目是寻求神的面。
And tonight's sharing topic is seeking the face of God.
寻求神的面。
Seeking the face of God.
首先我要跟大家一起分享的是什么叫做寻求神的面。
So first I would like to discuss what does it mean to seek the face of God.
圣经里面常常鼓励神的子民要寻求神的面。
So in the Bible we often encourage God's children to seek the face of God.
在诗篇105篇第四节里面，神呼吁信徒要时常寻求他的面。
And in Psalm 105 verse 4, God encouraged the people to seek the Lord and his strength, to seek his face evermore.
然而神是看不见的灵。
However, our God is the spirit that is unable, we cannot see through our physical eyes.
那么我们怎么样去寻找神的面呢？
And how can we seek the face of our God?
在旧约圣经里面，希伯来语面的意思经常被翻译成同在。
And in the Old Testament, in the original Hebrew text, the word face is often translated into to be abide and in front of God's presence.
我们寻求神的面乃是寻求神的同在。
So when we seek the face of our God is to look for his abidance to be with us.
也是要与神建立亲密的关系。
And that we would like to establish a close relationship with our God.
我们请看诗篇63篇第一节到第三节。
Let's turn to Psalm 63.
诗篇六十三篇第一节
，Psalm 63 verse 1
到第三节
，to verse 3。
神啊，你是我的神，我要切切地寻求你。在干旱疲乏无水之地，我可想你，我的心切慕你。我在圣所中曾如此瞻仰你，为要见你的能力和你的荣耀。第三节，因你的慈爱比生命更好，我的嘴唇要颂赞你。我们读了这三节经节以后，我们可以了解，就是要让我们的心渴慕见到神的同在。
And after we read these three verses, that we can understand that our heart should long for God's presence and abiding spirit.
寻求神的面，它的意思就是我们渴望看到神的荣耀。
And to seek the face of God, that also means that we long for God's glory.
渴望神的同在，靠圣灵的帮助，我们要活出基督的形象。
And we long for God to be with us, for us to be with Him, and we want to depend on the Holy Spirit to help us to live out a life of God.
如果大家有印象的话哦，创世纪四章十六节里面很清楚的记载，该隐离开耶和华神的面。
So if we can remember in Genesis chapter 4 verse 16, it talked about Cain that departed from the presence of God.
住在伊甸东边挪得之地。
And he dwelt in the land of Nod, in the east of Eden.
记住哦，该隐杀了弟弟亚伯以后，他就离开了神的面。
We have to remember that after Cain killed his brother, that he departed from the presence of our Lord.
第二，我要跟大家讨论的是，我们要用什么方法才可以寻求到神的面？
And second point I want to discuss with everyone is that how can we seek the face of God?
第一个就是倾心祷告。
And first thing we need to do is to pray with honesty.
追求圣灵充满，神呼求他的子民要寻求他的面。
And we need to pursue the fulfillment of Holy Spirit and to seek the face of our Lord.
由于以色列百姓经常离弃独一真神，他们必须回转归向神。
Because Israelites often departed from God, so they need to return to the presence of the Lord.
所以以赛亚书里面讲说，得救是归回安息。
So in the book of Isaiah, it talked about to receive salvation is to return and receive peace.
我们请看历代志下七章十四节。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14.
历代志下七章十四节。
2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14.
这称为我名下的子民，若是自卑祷告，寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。英文念。
Second Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, that I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land.
今天晚上我们要把这个经节背下来。
And tonight, let's try to memorize this verse.
那称为我名下的子民。
And for those who are called my people.
若是自卑。
If we humble ourselves.
祷告。
If we pray.
寻求我的面。
If we seek God's face.
转离他们的错误。
And return from the wicked ways.
我就从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
And then God will hear from heaven and forgive our sins and then heal the land.
这句话带给我们很大的希望。
And this sentence, this verse brings great hope to us.
没有人可以保证自己是无罪的。
No one can say they are blameless and sinless.
在罗马书里面保罗说我们每一个人都是罪人。
And in the book of Romans, Paul said that every one of us are sinners.
我们祷告亲近神的时候，就是在寻求他的面。
And when we pray, we are actually seeking the face of God.
请看诗篇二十四篇第三节。
Let's turn to Psalm 24.
诗篇二十四篇第三节。
Psalm 24, verse 3.
谁能登耶和华的山？谁能站在他的圣所？第四节
，verse four，
就是守节心清，不向虚妄起誓，不怀诡诈的人。第五节
，verse five，
他必蒙耶和华赐福，又蒙 救他的神使他称义。第六节
Verse 6,
这是寻求耶和华的族类，这是寻求你面的雅各。英文呢？
Psalm 24, verse 3. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? Verse 4. He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully. Verse 5. He shall receive blessing from the Lord and the righteousness from the God of his salvation. Verse 6. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him.Who seek your face.
寻求神的面的人必须做到守节心清，不向虚妄。
And so for those who seek the face of our God is those with clean hands and a pure heart and who does not lift up his soul to the idols and deceitfulness.
我们都知道但以理每天三次跪下向神祷告。
And we know Daniel prays three times every day to our God.
跪下来是代表但以理敬畏神，谦卑自省。
And to kneel down, that means Daniel has the fear of God and he humbled himself.
有一次有一个外教会的牧师来参观我们教会的聚会。
There used to be a minister from another denomination to come and visit our service.
他惊讶的是，聚会前后会众全部都跪下来祷告。
And to him, what was quite surprising was that before and after service, all the congregation will kneel down to pray together.
然后跪最后一次的结束祷告，大家还可以把副歌背唱出来。
And before the conclusion of our second prayer, everyone was able to memorize the chorus of our hymns and sing together.
难道他们不知道吗？
Is that they don't know?
他们不晓得跪下来是敬畏神的表现吗？
Do they not know to kneel down is to show our respect and fear of God?
现在跪下来祷告的人太少了。
In nowadays, not many people are willing to kneel down and pray.
所以但以理是借着祷告，每天的祷告，借着祷告来寻求神的面，成为一个大蒙眷爱的人。
And Daniel, through his prayer that he prays every day, he sees God's face, that he is a favorable person in front of our God.
我们向主耶稣祷告，不是只为了求主成全我个人的愿望和需要，因为我们相信神知道我们一切所需的。
And when we pray, we're not just asking God to fulfill our desires and then our needs, but then we know that God, because we know that God knows everything that we needed.
马太福音六章七节八节三十二节三十三节里面都在说神会眷顾我们，他知道我们需要什么。
In Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, in multiple verses that always talked about God knows what we need and God will take care of us.
只要我们肯跪下来祷告。
As long as we are willing to kneel down and pray.
你不需要准备讲章的，不需要准备祷告词的。
We don't need to have a script. We don't need to have a speech in front of God.
所以真耶稣教会的祷告，教会众最简单的方法就是哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
So in our church, the easiest way for us to pray is to say Hallelujah, praise the name of our God.
祷告最重要的就是寻求神的面。
And the most important part about prayer is to seek the face of our God.
我们养成好习惯，睡前祷告，早上起床跪下来祷告。
And to establish a good habit that we pray before we go to bed and we pray first thing when we wake up.
祷告的时候我们呼求主耶稣的名，寻求神的面，进入他的同在，领受他的智慧和能力。
And when we pray to our God, we call out to his name and we want to see God's face and that we want to be together and be abide with our God and to receive his wisdom and power.
诗篇第五篇啊，我们都记得作者说早晨你必听我的声音，所以大家都认为晨祷很重要。
And we know in Psalm 5, in verse 3, that it talked about that my voice you shall hear in the morning. So we saw that praying in the morning is important.
可是你不要忘记啊, 我们随时随地多方的祷告是什么意思?
But let us not forget that we should pray often and in always.
祷告不限时间的。
When we pray, we doesn't have to have time restrictions.
祷告不限地点的。
And when we pray, it doesn't have the limitations of our location.
祷告不限姿势的。
姿势,
oh. 你的,
and when we pray, it doesn't really depend on our postures.
你在路上走,
when you walk, you can pray.
不需要跪在地上,
you don't have to kneel on the ground.
教会有一个弟兄啊,
and there used to be a brother that I'm quite familiar with.
有一次我碰到他了, 我看他头也贴着胶带, 手也绑着绷带, 我说你发生什么事了?
And one time I saw him and he got hurt and he was wrapped up with bandages.
他说你不是跟我讲随时随地多方的祷告吗? 我骑摩托车的时候我也在祷告。 我说好啊。
And then he said that I saw you told me to pray always. So when I was riding my motorcycle, I was also praying. And I said, that's a good thing.
可是他又接着说,
but then he continued to say,
他说我骑摩托车的时候我把眼睛闭着祷告。
And he said, when I was riding my motorcycle, I closed my eye to pray.
我说祷告不一定要闭眼睛啊,闭眼睛的目的是让你专心。
And but then I said that when you pray, you don't have to necessarily close your eyes. To close your eyes to help us to focus.
我小的时候我在嘉义教会,我认识一个年纪很长的爷爷,我那时候蛮小。
When I was younger, that I grew up in Jiayi Church, and then I know this elderly brother, his name was Gabriel.
我就看到他祷告的时候,他都东张西望啊。
And every time when he prayed, I saw him look around.
后来我才知道,他有一个恩赐。
Then I realized he had a gift.
他祷告的时候, 他在找有没有恶者趁虚而入，他东看看，西看看。
And when he was praying, he was actually looking for the evil ones.
就是说，我讲白一点，他可以看得到魔鬼。
And I speak plainly that he was able to see the devil that during his prayer.
他除了看得到以外，接着他就是赶鬼。
And if he can see the devils, and he was able to cast out those evil spirits.
所以祷告的时候啊，为什么有人说旁边如果有人祷告有怪异的声音、怪异的动作、不正常的现象，我们要把眼睛睁开来。
And then when we pray, if people near us has something that's unusual or out of ordinary, we should open our eyes to check.
所以诗篇55篇里面。 作者说，我早上祷告你也听，中午祷告你也听，黄昏祷告你也听。
And that's why in Psalm 55, the author talked about praying in the morning that God will listen, but praying at the noon times in the evening, God will also listen.
第二个，如何寻求神的面，我们要每天读圣经，昼夜思想神的话。
And second point about how do we seek the face of our God is to read the Bible every day and to always meditate and reflect on the words of God.
约翰福音6章63节, 主耶稣说, 叫人活着的乃是灵, 肉体是无益的, 我对你们所说的话, 就是灵, 就是生命。
And in John chapter 6, verse 63, it talked about it is the spirit who gives life, and the flesh profits nothing, and the words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life.
主耶稣特别强调我对你们所说的话。
And here Jesus emphasized that the words I speak to you.
主的话在哪里?
Where is the word of Jesus?
在整本圣经里。
And it's in the Bible that we're holding in our hand.
圣经就是神的话。
Bible is the words of God.
神要我们时常寻求他的面。God
wants us to constantly to seek his face.
我是台北教会的老信徒了。
I am an old member of Taipei Church.
那时候台北教会还没有改建，还是两层楼。
And before Taipei, before the rebuild, Taipei Church was just a two-story building.
那个时候，美国的蔡梅西传道跟我在一起，他就说，我要跟林冲道长老借车开到桃园机场去。可是现在才六点钟，不知道会不会吵到他。
And then the preacher Tsai from the U.S. one time talked to me about that he wants to borrow a car from Elder Lane, but then he worried that they will wake him up.
我就说没关系啊，打电话啊，把他吵醒也没有关系啊。
And I said it's okay, just call him. It's okay to wake him up.
我就打电话给林崇道长老。
So I called Elder Lane.
他声音很清楚。
And he was able to speak very clearly.
我说林长老早安，对不起吵到你了。
And I said, good morning, Elder Ling. I'm sorry, I apologize that we wake you up.
你猜他说什么？
And can you guess what he said?
我早就起来了，平常这个时候我正在读圣经。
And he told us that he already woke up. Usually during that time, he is already reading the Bible.
神要我们时常寻求他的面。
God wants us to constantly seek his face.
就是读他的话。
To read the words of God.
即使我们没有离弃神，但是我们常常会受到环境或者是肉体欲望的影响。
Even though that we think we did not turn away from God, that we are often here living in the world that influenced by the environment and all sorts of desire of the flesh.
所以我们常常会忽略去寻求更认识神，追求神的圣洁特性。
And that we often neglect that we have to constantly to seek God's face and to learn about our God's nature.And holiness.
每天读圣经会一直提醒我们要留意神的诫命。
And if we read the Bible every day, that it will remind us what is the commandments of God.
圣经启示了神的作为和心意。
And Bible is the revelation of God's will and God's deeds.
其实为什么要来聚会？
Why do we come here to join service?
我们唱诗赞美神。
When we pray, when we sing hymns to praise God.
用心唱诗的话，口唱心和，阿爸父神最高兴了。
If we can sing from our heart, since with a sincere heart, that our God will be pleased.
我们来教会又可以跪下来祷告。
When we come to church, that we can also kneel down and pray.
无意间我们每一个人都在寻求神的面。
And without knowing that we are already seeking the face of our God.
然后我们一起分享圣经的章节就是读神的话。
And when we share the Bible verses together that we are reading his words.
我们读圣经的目的就是听神的话，要求自己更认识他，更亲近他。
And the whole point about reading Bible is that we want to listen to God's word and we want to know him better and then to be draw closer to God.
我们亲近神，神必亲近我们。
If we draw closer to God and God will be close to us.
这是雅各书四章八节里面明明白白地告诉我们。
It talked about this in James chapter 4 verse 8. It tells us clearly.
清心的人必得见神。
If we have a clear heart and pure heart, that we will see God.
不要忘记时常向主耶稣祷告。
We have to remember that we need to pray constantly.
读圣经就是读主的话。
To read Bible is to read the words of God.
这样子我们凭着信心就必领受神的智慧和他的能力。
And through our faith that we will receive God's wisdom and God's strength and power.
我们要让圣灵不断地更新我们的内心。
We want our Holy Spirit to continually renew our heart.
我们祷告的时候，圣灵在我们的心中运行。
When we pray, Holy Spirit moves in our heart.
会洗涤我们的身心。
It washes our body and our souls and our heart.
这是我们操练与神同在，住在神里面，与主有亲密关系的最好方法。
And this is the best way to train ourselves to abide with God and to live with God and to see God's face.
希望今天你们来了以后不要失望。
And I hope you are not disappointed when you come here tonight.
哦，寻求神的面这么简单哦。
That it sounds super easy to seek the face of our God.
只要祷告。
We just need to pray.
只要读圣经。
We just need to read the Bible.
我们就见到神的面了吗？
And does that mean that we can already see the face of God?
要用心。
We have to be sincere.
要持久。
We have to relentlessly pursue this.
像但以理一样，他每天三次祷告，他没间断过啊。
And just like Daniel, Daniel prays three times every single day. He never stopped.
我现在要讲结论啊。
I want to talk about our conclusion.
寻求神的面的目的是要活出基督的荣耀。
And the whole purpose to seek the face of our God is to live out the glory of God.
我们要成为世上的光，成为众人的盐。
We have to become the light and the salt of this world.
当不信主的人看到我们，我们还没有开口传福音，他就觉得我们跟别人不一样。
When non-believers see us, even before we started preaching or evangelizing, that they can already tell we are different.
我们的说话，我们的谈吐，我们的举止行为，就是跟不信主的人有差别。
Our speech, our attitude, and our behavior should be different from the non-believers.
哥林多后书三章十七节、十八节说。
And 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17 and 18.
主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，那里就得以自由。我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同主的灵变成的。
2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Verse 18. But we all withUnveiled face, beholding as in a mirror of the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord.
不太懂啊。
It's not easy to understand.
简单的讲。
To put this simply.
保罗说，你们要效法我，就像我效法基督一样。
And Paul says that you have to imitate me just as I imitate Christ.
主耶稣是道成肉身。
Jesus is the word that comes to as in flesh.
他带着肉身的时候称为神的儿子。
When Jesus has the flesh in the world, he is called the Son of God.
其实主耶稣跟阿爸父神是一体的。
We know Jesus is God.
主耶稣在世的日子常常夜深人静的时候到山上僻静的地方祷告。
And when Jesus was with us in the world, Jesus often during the darkness of night, he will go alone into wilderness to pray.
刚刚我们读的说有主的形状啊，荣上加荣啊，好像主的灵变成的，我们会想到一个人。
And when we talked about having an image of God and to show the glory of God, then we will be remembering this one person.
旧约时代只有摩西一个人脸上有荣光。
During the Old Testament times, only Moses, he has face reflect God's glory light.
所以我们看中世纪，尤其是欧洲的那些会堂里， 里的一些话啊，每一个彼得、雅各、约翰、主耶稣，他们的头的后面都有一个光圈，有没有看到？他们为什么要这样子画？
So if we study those paintings during the Middle Ages, especially in the church, when we look at those apostles, when they drew the apostles and the Jesus, there often is a circle behind their head.
你得到的话。
And they talked about that if you truly receive the word,
你的脸会发光。
Your face will shine.
台北教会，那时候还是旧会堂。
And when Taipei Church was still in the old chapel,
灵恩布道会，传道讲台语，翻译的人翻国语。
During the evangelical service, the preacher will speak in Taiwanese, and then the translator will translate it into Mandarin.
有一个慕道友第一次来哦，他突然发现讲道的人的脸跟翻译人的脸发光，让他看不清楚。
And then there was a true seeking friend that came to our church for the first time. He observed that the speaker and the translators, their face was shining and that he was unable to see clearly.
那天晚上他得到圣灵了。
And that night, this true seeker received the Holy Spirit.
在新约时代，耶稣基督的宝血洗净了我们的罪。
And in the New Testament time, that through the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, it washed away our sin.
他的宝血到现在还在流啊。
Jesus Christ's blood indeed is still flowing for us.
因为我们不小心就会玷污了我们的圣洁。
Because we often sin, perhaps unintentionally, and then it dirtied our clothes.
接着祷告，认罪悔改，主的宝血再一次的洁净我们。
Through prayer and repentance, that Jesus' blood will once again cleanse us.
使我们可以敞着脸进入主的荣耀，领受主的光照。
And that we can enter the glorious light of Jesus Christ with our unveiled face.
使我们渐渐有主的荣美，彰显主的荣耀和生命。
And that step by step that we will live out the image of God and we have a glorious life for God.
所以敬拜的实质意义就是寻求神的面。
So the essence of our worship is also to seek the face of our God.
慈爱的阿爸父神，主耶稣基督期待我们时常祷告、读经，被圣灵充满。
And our merciful and loving Father, our God, that expect us to constantly pray and study the words of God.
谦卑信靠神的话，昼夜思想神的话，寻求神的面。
To be filled with Holy Spirit, and we humbly always trust His truths and then meditate on His words.
我们仰望荣耀的主，认识他，崇拜他。主的灵使我们的生命越来越像基督。
And we look up and fix our eyes upon the glories of our Lord, and we want to know and honor our God and to become more and more like Jesus.
基督徒的生活要致力于寻求神的同在和恩典。
And to have a life of a Christian that we should determine to live out a life of Jesus. And to seek God's presence and His grace.
约翰福音书第一章里面说，律法是借着摩西来的。
And in 1 John, it talked about that law came from Moses.
恩典和真理是主耶稣带来的。
However, the grace and truth is from Jesus Christ.
在与神同行的生命过程中，我们逐渐活出寻求神的馨香生命。
And in our journey to walk with God, that we have to live out a...life and then with that and fragrance of God.
好，第二点，我们寻求神的面，主要是让我们可以连于元首基督。
And the second point is that to seek the face of God, that so we can be united with the head, which is Christ.
主耶稣用葡萄树和枝子作为比喻，来描述我们与神与基督紧密相连的关系。
And Jesus often used the grapevine and the branches to depict the relationship between us and our God.
在约翰福音书十五章第四节到十二节，有一个关键字是希腊文的动词，叫 meno。
And in John 15, verse 4 to 12, that there is a key word, which is the Greek word of meno.
这个希腊文要翻译为常在或者是住在。
And meno is often translated as into abide or to be with somebody.
它也包含了存活、居住、停留的意思。
But it also has the meaning of living, dwelling, and abiding.
也可以说一开始已经开始了，它还一直进行的状态。
And which also describes a state of which has already started and then continue to happen.
所以新约为什么要用古希腊文写哦？这很奇妙。
And it's interesting why New Testament was written in ancient Greek.
因为它可以把神的话解释得淋漓尽致。
And because ancient Greek was able to describe and teach God'swords in a quite clear manner.
Meno 这个词汇啊，强调我们在基督里与他联合，和他交流，要依靠他，顺服他，这是非常重要的。
And Meno talks about that in our life that we have to be united with Christ, and we should often communion and have dependency and then be with God in our life.
我们永远记住跟主耶稣是连结在一起的。
And we have to always remember that we should be united and constantly connected with God.
他是葡萄树，我们是枝子，枝子跟葡萄树是不能够分开的。
Jesus is the vine and we are the branches. Vine and branches cannot be separated.
也唯独这样子，主耶稣才会赐给我们恩典和生命。
And only that if we are united, that God will give us grace and life.
这样子我们才能够多结果子。
And that we are able to bear fruits of the Holy Spirit.
在约翰一书二章六节里面，使徒约翰引导我们再次思想葡萄树与枝子的比喻。
And in 1 John chapter 2, verse 6, that Apostle John reminds us again our relationship as branches and vine with Jesus.
约翰一书二章六节。
1 John chapter 2, verse 6.
人若说他住在主里面，这个住原文就是 meno。
And here it's talked about he who says he abides in him. The word abide was the original text, means manual.
就该自己照主所行的去行。
And him ought himself also to walk at just as he walked.
我们必须养成一个习惯，住在主里面。
And we have to develop a habit of to abide with God, to live within God.
就不需要靠自己，什么事情都靠自己张罗，我们信靠他，让他借着我们来完成我们必须做的工。
We don't have to fuss over and stress all these things. We have to trust in God that through us, we will be able to fulfill God's will.
今天是2026年的元旦。
And today is the first day of 2026.
我要跟各位弟兄姐妹分享一个圣经章节。
I want to share a verse with all of us.
民数记六章二十四节到二十六节。
Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 to 26.
愿耶和华赐福给你。保护你。
也读什么？
民数记 Number
Numbers chapter 6, verse 24. The Lord bless you and keep you.
愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你。
Verse 25, the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you.
愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐你平安。
Verse 26, the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
Amen.
今天晚上我们聚会就到这里。
And this concludes our service tonight.